علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon, where some of the discussions of prophethood and messengerhood have been mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And one of the discussions that we are going to have in this regards is the discussions with regard to the continuity of the prophetic mission throughout time. And we mentioned previously that the prophetic mission, the mission of monotheism, always had a point of reference throughout time. And the point of reference could either be the presence, the physical presence of a messenger or a prophet, or it could be the awsiya, or the, you can say, the representatives of the prophets, or those who are basically the vicegerents of the prophets. They would continue what the prophets had said, or they could be, it could be the book of God that was left behind, or the teachings that were in the form of proofs regarding what a person should be doing, and what a person, and how a person should be thinking, and what type of awarenesses that person should have. So this prophetic mission can be discussed or can be understood as a continuum throughout time, from the start of creation till now.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, what we are going to discuss also today is the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left a community without these things. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلْقَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the majestic and the glorified, or here as it says, وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah subhanahu here, the ta'ala has not been mentioned. Subhanahu means one who is glorified, who is sanctified of all blemishes, who is free from all defects. وَلَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ This God never left empty His creation. لَمْ يُخْلِ اللَّهُ خَلْقَهُ Did never leave His creation empty. مِنْ نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلْ From a prophet who was sent. نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلْ From a prophet who was sent. أَوْ كِتَابٍ مُنْزَلْ Or a book that was brought down. Now, we will discuss about the fact that what is this نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلْ That means Allah is saying that there are these four things that I'll mention. One is a prophet, a book, a proof, and a path. These four things were always there throughout history. And it is not possible that God leaves a community without these any of these things, without one of these four things. And I already discussed about the argument of why this is not possible. It's an intellectual argument that was discussed previously. Now let us focus on this first point that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves the creation empty of one of those things is what? Is a sent messenger, a messenger or a prophet who is sent. Now here two words have been used, Nabi, which we normally translate as prophet. Mursal means one who is sent. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this very soon, what it means, what are the differences, and what Imam Ali is trying to tell us here.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we saw that one of those first things that is necessary to be present throughout time, although not in the sense that only that has to be present, another thing, it can have substitutes, is the presence of a prophet who is sent, Nabiyyin Mursal. Now, when you talk about Nabi, it basically comes from the root word called Naba'a, which means a message or a khabar, that they call it in Arabic, or a news, or a piece of information. All of these are different meanings of the word Naba'a. When we talk about Nabi, which is translated as prophet in English, I would not say prophet as is an accurate translation, because a prophet is someone who prophesizes, not necessarily someone who has some kind of information, some kind of divine information or message. The usage in English is more to do with some prophecy. And you can see in the Bible, that's why those people, the Christian scholars, they normally say, talk about prophecies that prophets have prophesied. And we as Muslims do not very much, you know, base our religion on prophecies. Prophecies is one aspect of information that the prophets, or the, unfortunately, this is the word that we use normally, that the prophets come with. If I would translate Nabi as something, I would say Nabi is someone who has information. Someone who has a divine message. Now, this person who has a divine message, sometimes the circumstances, the physical and the material circumstances, are not present for him to be able to express that message. In such a situation, he remains to be a Nabi, means someone who has that information. But because the circumstances have not allowed, he cannot express that information. But a prophet who expresses that information and relays it to the people now becomes someone we called a Rasul or a Mursal. So this is basically the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul. Inshallah, in the next session we will talk about some of the other aspects of Nubuwwah and Risala. Inshallah, if God gives us life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه